Hallelujah. You know, next few weeks, I'm just going to be sharing in church about how to catch. That's all. Hallelujah. How to catch. You need to learn how to catch. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You get it? You need to, that's what I'm going to be sharing on. I'll round up my services or my teaching. The subject I'm doing praying on Sundays this Sunday, I'm just going to be teaching how to catch, because it's important to know. In discipleship, I told you, there are things to be taught, right? And there are things to be caught. Right? There are things to be taught. You know that after Jesus taught them, you know, Matthew 28 says, he said, go into all the world. All authority everyone has given to me, go therefore and make disciples of every nation. Matthew 28:19. Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. 20. Teaching them to observe whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always to the end of the age. Mark 16:15. Go into all the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out demons. They shall take up serpents. They speak in new tongues. Sorry. Take up serpents. The drink and they shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick shall recover. Said after he had said these words, he went up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And sat at the right hand of God. And then they went forth. After he had, you know, left, they went forth everywhere and preached the word. The Lord walking with and confirming the word with signs following. And he said, amen. John 20. He said, peace be unto you as my Father has sent me. Even so send I you. John 20:21. Then he said to them, he breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, 23, I remit unto them. Whosoever sins you retain, I retain unto them. Luke 24. Luke 24 tells us that Jesus is teaching from what you call the Old Testament. And he says then in 25, O fool, slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ have suffered this in the time of his glory, beginning at more than all prophets. He called them in all scripture things to them himself. Verse 44. Then he spoke unto them, saying, these are the words which I said to you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which are in the law of Moses, the prophets, and Psalms concerning me. Then he opened the understanding, Luke 24, 45. That they might understand the scriptures. 46. Then he says, and thus is written, behold, Christ is in this suffer, and rise from the dead the third day. And repentance, 47. And remission of sins, we preach his name among Jerusalem. 48. And you are witness unto these things. 49. He says, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but I the city of Jerusalem to be endued power from on high. Now, which means that when he taught them, there were things they learned. But there were things to catch. There are things they've learned. And there are things to catch. There are things you will learn by teaching. But you know that they did not catch when he was teaching them. No. He told them when to receive. You shall receive power. Acts 1:8. Acts 1:4 says, you know, wait for the promise of my Father, which you have heard of me. For John baptized in water, but not many days end shall baptize with the Holy Ghost. Then he asked him, the disciples came and answered and said to him, Lord, would you at this time restore his kingdom again to Israel? Then said in 7, it is not for you to know the time and the season which Father puts no power. Verse 8, but you shall receive power, after which the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. That word receive, I shared it a bit on Sunday, and I think also during the cell leaders meeting, I'm not sure about that, but on Sunday I did explain that means to catch, to lay hold of something. You need to learn how to lay hold on something. To lay hold on something. There are things that are taught, other things are caught. Even when it comes to evil faith and believing God, you know, there are some things that you just catch them by watching. So there are things I just want to share with you very briefly. You know, three things. That when it comes to the moving of the Holy Ghost, so which means when it comes to the Holy Ghost and the things of the Spirit, we'll do some teaching, then we'll do some catching. When it comes to the operations and the diverse demonstrations, it is a function of knowing how to catch it. Now, don't forget the Holy Ghost is in you already. So how do I catch? How do I like receive from what is within and also from within the assembly of the saints? How do I? How do I? For example, in Acts 8, when Philip went to Samaria to preach Christ, then Peter and John came down in 14 and 15, that they would lay hands on them and the Holy Ghost will fall, that they might receive. Look at those words, that they might receive. For he was falling on none. Fall, receive. Look at the phrases. Fall, receive. Which means there are experiences. Acts 10. As Peter yet spake, the Holy Ghost fell. You know when they say the Holy Ghost fell, don't think he's talking about from outside the roof. No. It's talking about a demonstration. We can have such a thing in a meeting and the Holy Ghost will fall. Like I shared on Sunday, if you notice in the third service, I said that, you know, they were filled. The word receiving gives the experience of being filled. Acts 2, 1 to 4, they were filled. Acts 4, 4, St. Peter, who was there, Acts 4, 8, was also filled. Was also filled. Acts 4, 30 and 31, the same people were filled. Acts 6, 3, look for men who are filled. Filled. Acts 9, 17, Paul was filled, and as laid hands on him. Acts 13, 9, Paul was filled again. The believers are filled. Yet, in Acts, is that 9 now? No, don't let me get that wrong. I always mix that text. Acts 9, I think it's 13. Acts 13, 52, not 9. Acts 13, 52. The believers again were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. Okay, the one I wanted to share was Acts 9. They were edified, walking in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Ghost. So there are Holy Ghost experiences. Holy Ghost experiences. Holy Ghost experiences. And if you observe, those experiences happen in meetings, in the gathering of believers. There's something about the gathering of believers that you have to be intelligent about. Like I said earlier on, laying on of hands is God's intelligence. It's not a ceremony. It's not a ceremony. We saw Abraham lay hands on Isaac. We saw Isaac lay hands on Jacob. We saw Jacob lay hands on his kids and Joseph. Then Joseph now prophesied of all his children. He was the only one that prophesied about the Exodus. We saw Moses lay hands on Joshua. We can go on and on like that. The ministry of the laying on of hands. We saw Jesus lay hands. We saw the apostles lay hands. We saw Paul lay hands. It's too consistent not to see it. And it wasn't done once. It wasn't done once. So there's an intelligence. There are things you should be able to intelligently understand. There's a catch. There's a catching. There's a way to catch. And that's the word lambano, to receive something, to take a hold of it. To take a hold of it. Look at Revelation 1:10. Book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 10. Revelation 1:10. So, to receive means to take. Right? Right? To take. And it's an active word. You can't take without doing something. You can't. You can't. You have to do something. And it's in the word of God what you do. I said Revelation 1:10. Look at what John said. Now, this is John. Interestingly, he was banished to what you can call the highland of Patmos. He was banished there. Revelation 1:10. What a time to complain. You know? What a time to begin to talk about the country and say how wicked the rulers are. They don't even permit for religious freedom. What a time to make statements about the society. What a time to, you know, make, and most of those times when we begin to do stuff like that, it shows how unintelligent we are. I said last year, when they had a lockdown, I said, well, from God's word, what this does is that it's going to get more books out. And that was what we did. Hallelujah. You know, you should be able to have an intelligence in God's word to know what to do. To know what to do. Now, Revelation 1:10, it says, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. I was. It's like to switch a place. Same word used in John 1:14. The word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. It means that he's without humanity. Now he can take a place in humanity. So you can say that, that means that you can switch places. I was in the spirit. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and I heard. Now, he had the chance to be depressed, unhappy, and feel bad. And you know, say stuff. And say, God, what is going on? Why am I here? But you know what he did? He said, I was in the spirit. So it's your choice to be in the spirit. It's your choice to be in the spirit. You know, it may look very, 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 very weird what you will do, you know, against what others do. So let's see a few things I wanted to share. You know, how to receive. You know, it's an old teaching like that. How to receive. How? Firstly, and very important before we get to all that, is that, you know, it's good to be taught. Jesus taught them 40 days. But you know, the teaching them 40 days is not, doesn't take away the experiences. Had this service, had that service, had that one service, had this one service. There's something about the moving of the Holy Ghost that brings vitality to your Christian walk. It helps your study of God's word, helps your prayer life. It helps many things about you. There are many things you cannot get except when the congregation of believers. No matter how passionate you are about God, there are things to catch. There are things to take a hold of. You will always see a difference between a believer who is participating in Christian assembly and the one that doesn't. There is a vitality, a freshness. There is, now, this doesn't take away the place of personal devotion. You should have personal devotion. It's as important. But I'm saying that there is something about being in meetings. And, you know, you can be in a meeting and you're not there. You're not there. Let me tell you how you can not be in a meeting. Imagine on the day of Pentecost, you were there. And they all sat and you stood up. Or, they were all praying and you decided to sing. Or they were all singing and you were praying. Or they were all praying, they said, let us pray. That's the time you went to the restroom. Or they were all eventually praying in tongues and you were watching. You were not in the meeting. You were in the venue. Right? You sat there, but you were not in the meeting. When you are in a meeting, right, you participate. You participate. You participate. You participate. Hallelujah. You participate. So I said three things. One, very vitally, environment. You need to know how to be in the right place. How to be in the right place. If you look at God's word, yeah, we are the temple of God, but the temple of the Holy Ghost. And someone says God is everywhere. Anywhere believers are, I get that. But you see, there are times that there is an appointed place. We call it a special meeting. Jesus chose a place for them to meet him. Matthew 28:16-17. He appointed a place. In Luke 24:49, he said they should stay in Jerusalem. He told them where to stay. He told them where to stay. Paul says, when you are all gathered together in one place. So there's such a thing about the environment. See, spiritual influence is negative or bad, come from environments. If you stay in a place where people talk down on God's word, on God's spirit, after a while, two things are going to happen. One or two things are going to happen. It's either you influence them or they influence you. There's no neutral influence. After a while, you begin to see sense. My friend, Larry Emerson, said this years ago. He said, if you stay in a place long enough, you start seeing reasons. He's saying, they have a point. See, they have a point. They have a point. There's something they are saying. They've influenced you. So there's such a thing about environment. The environment. Being in the right place. That's why it's good as we go into all the world, we preach the gospel, as we are among the unsaved, you know, in our secular work, in our domestic, you know, relationships, in the sense of, you know, family sometimes, you have unsaved among saved in your family, whether it's extended family and all of that, you have in your area, your maybe your street, your estate, your, you know. We need that meeting of believers that seems to stir us up, that will do that, that will edify us. So, environment, being at the right place. I was saying something earlier, that certain things can be in a place. I can tell you for free. Sometimes in a meeting, you will literally see it. You will literally be seeing it. That, now, oftentimes it could be in the front. That doesn't mean you should stay in the front. Not all the time, not even most of the time. You just see like, it's like sometimes the Lord will let you see. You see like a cloud. Sometimes it's like, we say a rain. Sometimes it's just fire. You see it. And because I get to see some of those things, you get to see it somewhere there. It's somewhere there. It's somewhere there. It like it shifts. Why it does, I may not know. Sometimes when you are laying hands, you just notice. You notice. There was a time I was laying hands on folks. I think it was 2 camp meetings ago. And then I got to someone and I just grabbed my hand. I will know that, okay, when I lay hands, sometimes I'll feel like something very tangible on either my left or my right hand. That's why sometimes I change the hand that I use. But this day, I just noticed that it's just left. Didn't go to anywhere. And I wondered, you know, what was the issue with this fellow? I left the fellow alone. Went, as I moved to the next person, like he came back. Okay, I laid hands. I went back again, tried to see what was wrong. I did not have a single information. A single information. What's going on? Why is it shifting over this guy? You know? And something strange now happened. It now seemed like somebody, now don't use this negatively, somebody beside him, like the same thing. Ha. So, I now said, this guy, I said they should move this guy there. Maybe the ushers can remember this one. Say, move it to that guy. As I went here, like the thing came back. So there's something about, say around this guy. You know? So I had to call him aside and asked him questions. So he answered me. I just knew that I had to ask him a question. I didn't know anything until he told me. So I knew what it was. So sometimes there could just be, there is something about the place. The right place. You know, now I'm not asking you to look at the person sitting beside you. I hope this guy is not an insulator. No. I'm just trying to show you that there's such a thing about, now look at Peter's shadow. It meant they came near him. That's a fact. Right? They came near him. Look at Jesus' clothes too. That means they came near him. They came near him. When the soldiers came and he says, who is that? They, as they drew close to him, they fell. It means they came near. So there's things like the environment. A meeting. The environment. The environment. In Numbers 11, God said to Moses, said, gather the elders to the tabernacle with you. Then I'll take the spirit that's upon you and put it upon them. So there is a place, the environment. In 1 Samuel 10, Samuel said to Saul, he said, go to the hill of the prophets. When they are coming down, the guys of the prophets, as they bring their tablets and harp and sing, he said, the spirit of the Lord shall come upon you. You shall be turned to another man, you shall prophesy. How come he didn't do it there? I mean, what's the big deal? Just lay hands on him. Do you notice also that when God was going to choose David, a man had to lay hands on him. A man had to minister to him. That's how it works with God. There's something about the environment. That's why I often tell many of us, don't miss meetings. Don't. I know sometimes you can't afford to. You know, and God works with wherever you are. But when you are supposed to go to a place and you find everything not to be there, you will struggle for it. You will struggle because of it. It's just what it is. There was a time I was missing Winter Bible Seminar. 1-2 years. Because I was teaching in a Bible school, I had to say, nope, not next year. In fact, there was a particular one. I flew to America. It was so funny. I said, no. Because I've been feeling it. Something, I said, no. So I had to talk to the doctor. I mean, who is a friend of mine? I mean, of course, an elderly friend. I said, sir, that Bible school, you have to move it. I said, you know why? I said, I understand. So he said, give me the date. So I gave him the date ahead of time. I said, this is the date, though. I can't miss it. I can't miss it. Because you will know that it's not about you going somewhere. This one has a special flavor, a special feel for you. Something that has to do with you. So it's not a question of, okay, now, suppose when I go there, I've learned some things. No. It's not just about learning. No. Everything is not learning. Some things are caught. Do you get it? Look at, you know that your prayer life today is not a function of a lot of teaching you had. Right? It's because you attended some prayer meetings. The prayer meeting that I caught fire is, I can't even remember the teaching. I can't remember, because there was really no teaching. There was just an exercise for 30 minutes. All I can remember was that my life never remained the same again. That I'll have this sense of uneasiness. If in a week I had not prayed that long, it has just stayed. This is 27 years. And the thing is still there. Kakaraka. Do you understand? Imagine if I had not gone, but I read all the books on prayer, did all the stuff. It doesn't, that won't change anything. So there's an environment. Which means that you and I, we are looking towards a camp meeting. But I said something on Sunday, I'm going to say again. I will say, oh, camp meeting, It's more than camp meeting, It's camp meeting. Camp meeting, demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Camp meeting, laying on of hands. Camp meeting, impartations of the Spirit, healing and miracles. Camp meeting. And you just put that out. Put that out. And say, look, I'm going to lay hold of this. I'm going to lay hold of that. The environment. The environment is turbocharged. There's the grace on an environment. So, environment. Second thing is influence. Influence. I've said a few of that. There's something about being around someone. Acts 4:13. They took note of the fact that they had been with Jesus. Influence. 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 You know, you can stay around people and suddenly you don't want to yield to the call of God upon your ministry, upon your life, your ministry, the call of God upon your life for your ministry. Because you had stayed around, someone told me something. He said, if we stay longer, it was a guy I was working with. I was like his assistant, his director in his company. He said, Shevi, there's something about me and my wife said this at home. That when we stay around you long enough, like we want to be pastors. He said, I didn't understand it. The guy was Catholic. He said, it's just something. He said, not that you're talking much, but the longer we stay, we just feel like we should be pastors. I knew what it was. And it's something that I've heard for many years. That you, it's just that way. That you just know. That's also no. So usually what people do is that, let me run away from him. And I didn't do anything to you now. It's just the grace of God. That's how it works. So God sometimes will put his grace on people. And it will have that influence by association. That was the last one I wanted to say. That, I talk about influence, right? No, association. Influence. Just being there. Just being around the right people. Sometimes when you find someone suddenly drop in his or her zeal, passion for ministry, it's influence. We are all a product of influence. It's influence. See, I'd rather be quiet and reserved and preserve the grace of God upon my life than to be socially acceptable and be still. I'd rather be a bit conservative so that I will keep things very fresh. Some of us, we've gotten so influenced. We'll get into G's. We'll talk. Now, when I was younger, there was something someone said. I didn't like that statement. He said, the more you talk, he said, like the power of God is going to leak. I came upon that statement. What is that? What is going to leak? But you know, over time I've observed that if you talk so much, it's almost like the power of the Holy Spirit becomes in that.
when you talk too much. Talking too much is not godly. That's just what it is. You will say things you should not say. You will laugh at things you should not laugh at. And let me tell you something. Spiritual things work with laws. Spiritual things work with laws. If you talk down on something, you can't see it. No matter how they pray for you. I've had instances I'm praying for someone as they come. God is telling me that there's something you need to correct. There's something, and you see somebody else living a very, very straightforward ruler Christian life, you know, which should be for all of us godly moral. But how come this fellow is not walking in the things of God? See somebody else, not too like this person, but he's moving in the things of God, you know, in the work of the ministry. So what's going on? It may just be something like that. Something this fellow had said or an impression. Because Paul says, desire the things of the Spirit. Desire is you. Desire is you. Desire is you. Is you. I was in a panel on Monday. Is it Monday or Tuesday? And I said to them, I said, how would you, they were anti-charismatic people. I said, how would you write out, how would you take off these words? Desire, covet earnestly the best gift. How do you want to take that out? You know what that means? How do you want to take out 1 Corinthians 14:39? Forbid not to, covet to prophesy, forbid not to speak with tongues. How do you want to take away stir up the gift? How do you want to take away, neglect not? How do you want to take away despise not? They are too loud in the Bible. He that speaks, let him speak as the utterances of God. How do you want to take it away? You can't. You can't. That is your... So if you are not seeing it, I told them, because they were anti-charisma, I said, if you are not seeing it in your churches, it's because you are not desiring it. And you are neglecting it. And you are despising it. And those that didn't know all these words you are quoting, as long as you desire it, they don't neglect it. Do you understand? They will see it. So... some funny things. I was telling someone, the guy said, you know, ever since I left, he mentioned the ministry and then school. And I said, I'm sure that you had said things like, Omo, it's not about tongues now. It's about making money. He said, how did you know? I said, I didn't see any vision. I know how you people talk when you leave school. So it's not about tongues. It's about making, go and make the money. Let's say whether the money will heal the sick. Let's see whether, when you now put the money in your pocket, let's see whether you can cast out demons. When all your pocket and your account is filled with money, let's see whether you can deliver people from danger by seeing and knowing. He said, you know that that does not work. Is your mouth that is pursuing you? Is your mouth that is cobalizing you? You have said stupid things. Don't say stupid things. So what do I do? I said, well, this was, I think, sometime in January, or February. I said, what do you do? I said, well, look at how many times you said it, for how long? You have to undo it. No, I'm really not joking. I said, you have to undo it. See, I've learned that laws cannot be broken. You have to undo it, though. The guy said, exactly. I said, you know, that's what Jesus used the parable of sowing. When you have seen the weeds in your life, you have to uproot them. You have to now start sowing and be patient. You say, is there any meeting you're organizing specially? I said, it's camp meeting. He said, where is it? I said, well, it may be somewhere that we are not choosing the venue there. No, we had. I think we had. I said, is it that meeting you used to hold that, I just stopped. That meeting used to go on far, far place, like, is it Shagam? Is it, you know, I said, you have not changed. Do you understand? That's why I said it's going to take a long time. Say you have not, you are still saying it's far. Are you not far enough? Are you not far enough? You, that in your university days, they said you planted over 15 churches. University undergraduate, though. They now gave you a microphone to share. The guy that gave him the microphone, the guy was a member of his fellowship in school. So he was abroad, he came back, and all that. He said, Hebo, he was regretful. He said, he was not in form at all. The guy is a pastor. He said, Pastor, come and share. He's not in the country. The guy started talking and talking
and just talking, bring your iPad and say, you he's finished. Yes, I said, no. So that's why I asked you to talk to him. I said, well, you have to go back. You know, so he was not telling me, you know, maybe I'll take a leave. My leave usually, I like to go to Maldives. I like to be going to Maldives. But this time around, you know, this is where I do my family. And they say, see, I don't have time. I don't really have time. See, if you are ready for the things of God. So I said, the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to tell you a camp you're going to go. You spend 14 days. To do what? You fast and pray. And you have those old tapes you need to listen to. You go and listen to it again. Then you're ready for camping. Because I know when you come, you'll just be doing big man. Then you will rejoice and you say, wow. I know what I'm saying. That's why I said that he has to undo those things. You say, wow. Oh, wait. Wow. Like, I remember when I was a soldier. See, that's what I'm going to say. You're just going to say, man, all you will say at the end of the meeting is, I love your teaching. I know. Because that one is the one that eats your intellect. But catching, you won't even say anything to catch. You just be like the people around the 120 on the day of Pentecost. Are they drunk? No, they are praising God. So there's influence. There's influence. There's influence. That's why you must know your company. Is that very clear? But the Hickey said that thing, I didn't get it. That know your company and don't be far from your company. They went back and reported to their own company. You have your own company. Yeah, the meetings, those that will influence you. Mike Fansen told me this personally. Mike Fansen is T.L. Osborne's son. Told me this personally. He said that he had the call of God upon his life. He was so confused. Two things happened. Archbishop Ridaosa just saw him in T.L. Osborne and laid hands on him and said, God has called you to ministry. Do you hear me? He said, yes. So I'm going to follow you to Nigeria. He had never been to Africa before. He said, just followed him. He said, I just stayed in his house. He said, I didn't even see him much. I just stayed in his house. He said, I think 6 months or 1 year, he left and became a worldwide evangelist. Influence. That's all. It's not that they talk though. Just. I'm sure the Archbishop would have been stealing money. You know that? Or upon anybody. Everybody has their destiny. Some people have been stealing money. Some have been mocking him behind. Somebody came from America and left. And went back and blew the world. So there's influence. The same way, if you stay around someone who talks down on God's word, believe how some people can be believers, but they are unbelievers. You know what I'm talking about? You will be influenced. You will be influenced. I warned one guy. I said, you know, you had the ad upon your life. I said, yes. Say, I'm going to, you know, he came to church then, 378. I said, you know what? What I can see, I told you about the car park. I said, what I can see right now before me is that you have a circle of friends. If you don't break away, you will never see that call on your life. He said, no, blah, 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 blah. Remember that circle of friends? So say, sir, I'm working on it. I know that's what you're going to be saying. Be working on it till the end of the day. Don't you know your age? Count another 30 years. You won't be able to do what you can do now then. You won't though. So it's better to get used to it now. Influence. So there is influence. Influence. The third is association. Three ways you can get the Holy Ghost upon. You know what I mean by that? One, environment. Two, influence. The third is association. 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 I'll add a fourth one. Honor. You can be in the right place and you don't have any honor for the place. You don't have any honor for the place. I won't forget this story. Some 23 years ago or less, we had this meeting called Holy Ghost meeting. We had prayed. And sometimes some of us are not intelligent. And I remember I called the pastors
Yaba pastors here, was it this morning? And I spoke something to them. We have to be very intelligent. Very, very intelligent. If you were at the cell leaders conference on Sunday, I spoke to you about something. Never forget it. Never forget it. Never forget it. Some things, eh? We see it in God's word. We have also seen it. We've seen it live like this. It's not just, you see it in God's word, though, but you have also seen it. You have seen it. You have seen it. Live and direct. So I said, so we're preparing for that meeting. Now, before that meeting, we had other meetings. 98 into 99, yeah. So that's 22 years. And we're having Holy Ghost meetings. It was top notch. Top notch move of the Holy Ghost. Top notch. So, towards the meeting, suddenly, some people just started doing some, you know, small things like, you know, Pastor Wally said, I didn't like, I just went to tell Pastor Lara at the back. You know, small things like that. Then she said, I've said something to her already, okay? So things started growing and growing and growing and growing. Then the major meeting we were preparing for, things just became funny. Now, interestingly, those of us who organized the meeting, we were together. We now invited other people who came in. Do you know that now I'm remembering that I did not minister to anybody who organized like that. I only ministered to those who came from outside. Those who organized the meeting were having factions, divisions, strife, all sorts of things were going on. But those who did not know anything about it wrote testimonies of that meeting. I can remember at least two or three churches were founded after the meeting. A dear friend of mine, Benga said that, Akitoku is his name, he said that was the meeting that he sensed God's call upon his life. But you know what? Those who organized it did not see anything. Why? Because they were not intelligent. They were not intelligent. They were not intelligent. Satan knows about meetings. He knows about meetings. He knows what he does. He knows what gatherings do. And he knows that it is people that gather. He knows that when they gather, God puts somebody over the congregation who is a person. So he knows those things. He's been experienced. So he knows exactly what to do to you to make you be there and not be there. He knows it. So you are not ignorant of the devices of the devil, lest at any time take advantage of it. Now, this is not just for camp meeting. This is for your meetings generally. For your meetings generally. What am I saying this for? What about in every church service, you just prepare specially? What about that? What about every zonal meeting, fellowship meeting, you just prepare specially? And say, well, today, whatever is on Pastor Wale's life, I'll receive from it. Whatever is on Sister Oriofe's life, I'll receive from it. Whatever is on Brotunde's life, you just say that. And you know, you've had a funny day at the office. You just say, well, office, that's your own. Now I'm going for a very important occasion. Imagine doing that every week, every month, every service. Your Christian walk will never remain the same again. Environment, influence, association, and honor. The honor, your honor must never go down. Your honor must remain hot. Hot. Hot, 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 hot. Hot, 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 hot. Someone said, look at the person. He said, you should go for camp meeting. You should go for Kentucky. He said, you know. And the person said, talk, you know what I did? It was, he spoke for about 3 minutes. There was a certain way he said it. I just put the thing on mute. I didn't hear anything. So he put it off. And called me again. He said, I just talked about something else. Is it the meeting me I went to? And they called me at the congregation. They are telling me that, Jonas, are you mad? Is it your problem? Do you get it? You're the one that has the problem. Is it the meeting me I went to? That one day like that, I went back to the hotel room and I was sobbing and I was praying in tongues. Is it the meeting I went to? And I started texting pastors some 10 years ago, I think. And I said, this and this and this. And we're doing it now. Is it the meeting me I went to that you're talking about? Your head has hit the ground. Be intelligent. You know, imagine If I had said, hey, tell me more. Curiosity is what distresses people. Tell me more. The guy said, oh, did you not hear? Did you not hear? That's how you will be changing your mind about the meeting. You might not go. Or you will get there and begin to see what he said in the people. I even left that stage. I won't even go on in the conversation. I'm very extreme on that though. I won't even hear the rest for you to finish up. Finish what? No. God uses men. Do you understand? And the men he has used, like somebody was asking one funny question in one panel I was in. He said, you show me, you guys are saying the guys on this Reformation people. He said, you are saying that that miracles are there. He said, go and show me a miracle today. I said, should we be the one that says sola scriptura? Why are you asking for experience? Stay with the written word. He said, show me somebody who has done all the miracles of Jesus. I just replied, show me somebody who has lived like Jesus. I'll show you. Don't come and paint stupid things before me. Whether it's Paul or Peter, they were men. That's what they were. Whether it's James or John, whether it's Moses, they were men. Imagine doing a study on the humanity of Moses. You forget his writings, his prophecy, and say, you mean he took a wife from Ethiopia? You mean he killed a man of God? Imagine that's what you stood on. Jesus never even spoke about it. There's no series of Jesus on it, or Paul. It is there for you rather to see the grace of God. But others can read it to see faults. Some people say, this just shows me the grace of God. And how to appreciate that grace upon your, if you are not a hypocrite, if you should appreciate the same grace upon your own life, if you are not a hypocrite, hallelujah, you must know how to catch. Association, or let me start, environment, influence, association and honor. So when you are in a meeting, right, have that, and I'm giving this to some of us who are veterans, you've been in church for years, there's a way you say, okay, this one, there's a way something can look the same. But imagine having the attitude like, I've not seen this before. Like how you entered the church, how you started coming for the meetings. I say it this way. Imagine somebody coming all the way from Ghana for a meeting that took place on your street. Or all the way from America for a meeting. People came for last year's meeting. They flew in with all the COVID tests. They paid all the COVID tests. Some people came like that. And they flew in, attended the meeting, flew back after. How do you think God will minister to them? I'm going to leave it all. There was a guy who came for the open school. He was on the road for 48 hours going back home. 48 hours. When we had finished Sunday service, right, I'd finished the cell leaders training before he got home. How do you think God's Spirit will work on his life? Look, there's something about desire. I know what I'm saying. The moment you are getting things too easy, be very careful. And the moment you want it easy, too, be careful. You have to contend the same way, fast the same way, pray the same way. You know, that night, camp meetings on the, just around the corner, spend nights fasting, praying, getting set. You know, all the meetings before it. Do the same thing you will have done some years back. Let nothing change. Let nothing change. And you see that one meeting can do just a lot. One service can do just a lot. I won't forget this meeting I attended, the Lateran Assembly, 1994, organized by, they called it the Association of Independent Ministers. The man by Ross Trattrobe, minister, taught. You know, I just got the notice. It wasn't an open meeting. I got there. At normally what I used to do back then, until doctors warned me, if I have a meeting coming up, I fast for 14 days. I don't do it again. And I didn't ask you to do it like that. I'll just fast. I'll just pray. Because I know there are some things you would hear, there are some things you will catch. I got to the meeting. And then they looked at me and felt, I'm not supposed to be in this meeting. This is a special meeting for certain clergymen. I just begged. They thought I was somebody's PA. I said, no. I came on my own. He said, sit down, don't make noise. I said, all right. So I sat back. The man was teaching, talking about missions and all of that. Imagine how many years ago, 27. Then he pointed at me. I was the only person he pointed at. He said, come. I remember the sermons that day very, very well. He just pointed at me. He said, come. And he began to prophesy. He said, are you listening to what I'm saying? I got at my workman. I said, listening here. I'm copying the thing you're saying. And he began to prophesy. Began to prophesy. And he spoke. Laid hands. This is going to be with the Lord now. But you know for how many years I've been talking about that story? Because he stood out. Something about desire. The way you desire. The way you want it badly. I don't know about you. I want to get better. I want to get better. I want enhancement in every meeting. I've told myself, I want to remain fresh. Vibrant. I don't want yesterday's manner. Oh, thank God for the experience of last year. Years to come. Years gone by. But you know what? There's more. There's more. So, I keep contending for it. I keep keeping my desires red hot. Fresh. For every meeting. For every special meeting. Lord, let's just be fresh. Let's just give everything to this. And Satan will throw his best shot too. But we're set. Praise God. Because we know God's meetings are programmed for God's agenda in the earth. So I just leave it at that. You know? At that. In this room, in this place, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So in the coming days, in the meetings before now, let nothing distract you. Not at work, not anywhere. Stay focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. Be in the place. Be with the right people. Stay in the right environment. Have the spirit of honor, the culture of honor. Stay with the right association. And you see, hallelujah. Bless God. Some things are taught. Many things are caught. They're caught. They are caught. I know something about, this is how it goes. Thank God for God's word when we teach them and we're able to, you know, build. But some things that should take 5 years can happen in 30 minutes. Just because of a meeting. 30 minutes. Imagine, look at how you will learn about many things of the Holy Ghost by experience. Then it will now be explained to you. Just a meeting. And then you had visions, revelations. You had different, and then you now explain to them, you now become more effective. But the thing is that you had the experience first. Hallelujah. So a meeting can bring in 5 years in 1 hour. In 1 hour. Amen. Let's just pray in other tongues. Let's stand to our feet. Just pray in other tongues. Amen. Bless the Lord. I want you to honor your associations, honor your company, your local church, your immediate local assembly, fellowships, zones. Just pray it out and honor them in your words. I say, well, the cloud of glory in those meetings I receive from them. The move of the Holy Ghost in those meetings I receive from them. I receive from the grace of God upon my pastor, my leader, upon the assembly, if I'm the pastor too. Because the pastor also must be able to see what's upon the assembly and walk in it. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. There are things to catch. There are things to catch. In the coming days, the coming weeks, months, things to catch. Things to catch. There are things to catch. And we yield to the flesh. We yield to the spirit. Sing the song in this room, in this place.
In this room, in this place. As we are gathered, we are in this rest.